discomfort in. Ooh, I like that. Is that what you do? Welcome the discomfort in. Is that we're going to get sued right away?
Yeah, probably.
Nice. I like the logo is theirs. You're like, I tarnished it. Like, yeah, all comfort ins are tarnished.
It's, like, it's true.
Never seen a shiny new one pop up. The second they're new, they're old. But the podcast that talks about what makes you uncomfortable or puts you in the discomfort. We're two people that have always done that. I'm Pat Oates. This is Stash Makita. And this all started. We've known each other for years and have always talked about things that make us uncomfortable. But
like 90% of the time we're talking, that's what it's about.
Yeah. And the other 10% we're thinking about how this is uncomfortable. So
yeah.
But you had posted something about Easter and how you had to go to two Easters.
Got to go to two Easters was more like it.
All right. But you had posted, the big thing was that you had, I think the post said something to the effect that you had two hams.
Two different hams.
And that's exciting. And people got fired up for you because two hams is better than no hams. And that's a lot of hams.
For sure.
And I was just saying, you know, hey, well, you know, I wonder if you had to take goodie bag home for both. And then you were like, thanks for bringing up the one bad thing because I didn't do that. And you're putting, I mean, I thought it was positive and said, no, that means you lost so much weight. You're not at road ham weight. And we were both excited about road ham and all that. But it did make me start thinking about, because this is how I am. I overthink and worry about things, and so do you. I was like, oh, man, I remember going to people's homes for holidays that weren't my own, like girlfriends or friends or other families or just stuff like that, where it's just, even when I first got married and had to go there, and how uncomfortable that, every 1,000 situations. The first thought in my head was, is it okay to take food home from someone else's house?
Yeah.
I mean, that even if they offer it, like, are you an animal? What do you do? So it made me
it's
think
a weird
about that.
Dance between not wanting to be a pig and not wanting to offend by saying no.
Right. But okay, but then I went farther. Okay. Right. But so you don't want to say it for, like, you're sitting there. Okay. If you're in, if like, you're, say, you're not just dating. You've been together for a couple of years. It's the, you know, the family, whatever. You've been hanging out for a couple of years. Then I think you can go, like, oh, if you got any left over, take it off. I think you can do that. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be at that point, but I would be more thinking about, I wonder how long we're going to be here. Are we going to be here long enough that I have ham and then later on maybe a ham sandwich? Are we here for that kind of time? Because if you have a day ham, if you do like a 2 o'clock hammer, mm-hmm. and then you're there at 6, and I know they've already had some coffee and some pie or whatever, but I'm like, I'd much rather have a ham sandwich because we got this sweet ham. Can yeah. I have it now? So do you ask for, like, if you can have the leftovers now? Is that your left? If you have to wait for someone else, can you say, like, if they leave the ham on the table, I guess it's free picking.
Yeah,
vultures.
It's fair game.
But the second they start putting shit in the kitchen, if it's not covered, can you go in and like, hey, can I have more ham? Like,
I'll tell you what, if there's ham still there at 6 o'clock, I don't care. Even if they put a tinfoil over it or something, I'm going in there.
See,
I'm going to cut a couple of crescent rolls in half, cut a piece of ham in half, and make a couple of little tiny crescent roll sandwiches.
I wouldn't have the, if I'm just dating someone, I wouldn't have the balls to go for it. I might hint that I would do like one of those things like, oh, that ham was really good. Yeah. That was fantastic. Oh, that was good ham. Until they might say, like, would you like some more ham? Like, oh, is there more ham? Oh, is it okay? Is everyone else going to have some ham? Like, you guys got bread and mustard? And then I started building the sandwich. And they're like, oh, you know what else was good? You know that potato salad you had? Was like, that'd be nice. Then I would, once I open the door, but I don't think I could just do it at first. I don't think I could ask right away if I could have the ham. Now, if they're like, right away, like when you're eating it and they're like, hey, there's a lot of ham here. Stosh, would you like to take some home with you later on? I'm going to first go like, is it okay? Is everyone getting hams? Or like, you know, just make sure they're all good. But like, that'd be great. Yeah. Take home plate, that'd be great. But then I guess my question would be, if you're taking the ham home and is it your ham or is it you and your girlfriend's ham? Is it, because like you, it's her house.
Yep.
And it was offered to you. But is it Stosh's take-home ham?
Well, do you live with your girlfriend at that point?
No. Okay, look, if you live with someone, then it's automatically everyone's ham.
Yeah.
But if you don't, but the parents...
Because I'm not saving it for the next time she's over.
No, but you might... what if you the next day she comes over and she's like, let's have some of that ham. And you're like, I fucking
yeah, then
the ham. But like, she's like, well, that was our... My parents gave you that ham for us. That was supposed to be joint ham. Like, there are real people out there. I'd be like, Matt, like, I wouldn't... there would be too much pressure on me to take the ham home. So I'd much rather eat the extra ham while
here's,
I'm there.
Here's why that's a non-issue for me. Anytime I've ever taken food home from any holiday, there comes a point where I'm like, the whole day I'm like, I can't wait to eat this tomorrow.
Right.
And then sometime between 11 p.m. and midnight, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to eat whatever they gave me. I will not be able to stop myself, which is why I don't take food home anymore.
But I think you're supposed to. I don't think most people are supposed to take the, okay, if they give you like, I've been places where they made tons of food. Like, let's say it's a holiday, but there's a big families are there.
Yeah.
And they're like, we actually have an extra lasagna. We never took this out. Would you like to take this whole lasagna? And if I did that, then I'd be like, yeah, this will get me through a couple days. But yeah. If you're giving me like a couple, because that's the thing. They're not giving you a plethora of ham. They're making you a plate for the most part. Yeah. A couple slices of ham, maybe a little pineapple action, you know, and whatever the side is. What's a good ham side?
I would try my best to make sure my girlfriend doesn't come over until that lasagna is gone. Because honestly, I just want to put it in the tub and swim around in it like Scrooge
McDuck.
Yeah,
because I think there has to be a conversation when that happens about like, hey, and then you learn a lot about your relationship. I think you have to say, hey, is this our ham or is this my ham? If this is our ham, let's split it now. I'm not trying to be a dick, but you need to take your portion home with you now. You can't divide it and then leave it in my fridge because that's just two plates for me now. That's not, I'm not going to have portion control when it comes to this extra ham. Your parents gave me the ham. It's no longer your ham or the parents' ham. It was a gift to me. They said, Stosh, would you like ham? They didn't say, would you too enjoy like some ham? If they say that, would you guys like to have this later on? Then you're like, all right, fuck, now we got to have this meal. But it should be your ham.
Split this ham. Yeah.
But that's why if I'm in this situation, I'd rather make the hint right away because the take-home part is hard. So I'd rather do the hint of, oh, man, the ham. I do that a lot. Like, we'll be sitting down to make me like have small talk with the dad or whatever, and I'm just like, he's like, so what do you? So you tell jokes? That's what you do? You just tell jokes to people? Like, what is your other job? You just tell jokes? I'm like, you know what was good? That ham. And then you can always win them back. They're like, yeah, it's a good ham. Sometimes I'll be like, fuck that ham. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's a honey big ham. She didn't even cook it. She's taking credit for shit. Didn't do nothing. I'm like, whatever. I go, you know what? Tasty ham. Really thought it was great. That was a good ham.
This year, my cousin Dave made a ham with Dr. Pepper glaze on it.
Ooh.
I've never had a ham this good in my life.
Sugary.
It was phenomenal. Yeah. It was like a crust.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle it. It's too sweet, right?
No, it was great.
Dr. Pepper crust. Pineapples, too?
No pineapples. That was...
I think you might need that.
Second ham had the classic pineapples, though.
Second ham. I love that you have second ham.
Yeah, dude.
That's like Hobbit shit. Second ham? Second ham is amazing. So, wait. So, it was you and your girlfriend at both.
Yeah.
So, you went somewhere and had a full meal, a dinner, ham dinner.
Yep.
And then went somewhere else and had... Did the second people know you had a first ham?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because that would be weird for me, because sometimes I'd be like, you guys ate before?
Yeah,
you
so go,
what do you mean? You ate before? You had a whole dinner and you had the same thing, and they'd be like, oh my God, we're serving ham and you already had ham. Should we have something else? Was there any concern
we
there?
We had like early dinner, like 1 o'clock, and then we had...
that's lunch.
Then we had like a 6 p.m.
Are you one of those? My mom would say that like in holidays, we'll have early dinner at 1. Like, that's fucking lunch because I'm not going to have not dinner later.
It's 100% lunch, but because there's so much of it in the families over, they call it dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know how that rule works.
So am I having lunch at 6? Because I'm eating again at 6.
Yeah,
I can't
for sure.
Not eat at 6. I don't care how big this fucking, like, think about it. Our Thanksgiving's at 1. I'm like, well, then that's what, I think Thanksgiving is the one where the leftover rule is out the fucking window. Thanksgiving is, you're feeding me. If I'm here,
yeah.
The pilgrims did this shit.
No, it's going down, dude.
We're eating
I'm
the whole
unbuttoning
day.
My pants, right. And we're getting to it. We're getting business done.
Two hams. That's a lot of hams and a lot of traveling. But you go there. I would be... So the first place you went to was your family.
Yes.
And the second place was her family.
Yep.
So are there... Did you have to, like, tell her... rules and quirks, and then she have to give you rules and quirks of like, hey, when we go here, this person says this, or you got to take your shoes off, or you can't go into this room, or don't ask about that crazy picture, or like, was there prep?
My family, the side of my family that we went over is super chill, so it was more like just like who's whose house we're going to, their relation to me. No warnings necessary with that side of the family. They're just all cool, like salt of the earth people, which was great. And then
yeah, but you have to still. I would still want, if I'm the other person, I'd still want that prep. I'd still want to go, hey, they're cool, they're chill. Because one person's cool chill is not another person's cool chill. Like, what if someone's like, oh, cool chill? I like to say the N-word. That's cool chill. And you're like, wait, no, that's not how we roll ham. Like, there's still, like, rule. Like, you know, don't talk politics with Uncle Phil or don't say this. I always need that. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm asking questions to the point where it makes the other person nuts. But I'm like,
yeah,
what can I say? What can't? Because I have a sense of humor that sometimes is not for everyone. And I will do that. I try to hold back, but that's all I got. I don't really have other shit.
Yep.
So all I have is the charm and then or nothing else. And it's like, you know, I'll already be thrown off. I want to know right away. I need to know before we leave the house. Am I taking my shoes off at some fucking point? Do I got to take shoes off? I need to have good socks. Yeah. I got to make sure sneakers don't stink.
If you got to take your shoes off, that's definitely something you need to be warned about.
You can get there and they're like, take them off.
Yeah.
You know, like, and just be like, hey, you know, you got to take them off. That's what we do. It's like,
you sold me down the fucking river because if I'd have known that, I would have worn better socks. I would have put odor eater powder in my shoes before we left.
And then I'm going to have powder on my shoe, on my sock, and then they're going to walk around. And, like, sometimes the socks are okay? Are they matching? Are they good? What if they're like, oh, it was raining out. Take your shoes and socks off. Like, I don't want to go barefoot Magoo in your house. I'm not doing that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not breaking out feet. I hate feet anyway. You don't want your feet to be so smelly that it overpowers the ham. Like, you're sitting, if you're at your own house and you're hanging out with somebody and a girl comes over and you're not expecting to hang out and then you're like, oh, I didn't know we were going to hang out. And you're sitting there, and then shoes come off, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck. You could take a blanket and kind of put it over the right way and mask the smell. You can't borrow her dad's blanket and put it on your feet.
No, for sure.
You can't. First of all, I don't think you can. I know people that do this. You ever been over, you have a big meal, a holiday thing, and then you go on someone's couch, and you're watching the game, and then someone just either lays down or fucking puts on a blanket and they don't live there, I would never have that confidence. The blanket confidence where you're putting on a blanket? Like, that's not your fucking, you don't know who used that blanket. Grandma could have made that blanket. Grandma's dead now. You can't put that blanket on. And any of that, lay down. I make sure, is there anywhere I should sit? Because you motherfuckers have chairs. Like, you know, some guy comes in and goes, that's my chair. I don't know. And I'm already a dick because I took a chair and I sat in it. It's like, those are the rules I need to know. Where can I sit? Where can I go? Is there spray in the bathroom? Like, you need to know all these. You need those rules. You can't, if they let you walk in blind, it's not fair. There's probably things that your girl needed to know, but you're like, they're chill. But that doesn't, in someone else's head, that.
The only thing I had to warn her about was my Uncle Bill thinks, like, his idea of showing affection is just roasting, basically. So, like, I was sitting there, like, in the living room. My Uncle Bill walked in.
He was outside. You mean making fun of people?
Yeah.
I thought he was the greatest human of all times, where it's like, I love you. Here's some beef.
No.
he was just roasting.
That also, because he was outside grilling up kibasi, and then he came in, and he slapped me in the back of the head and said, hey, what's up, dickhead? And
That's not chill.
And she watched my face, like, light up and smile ear to ear, and she's like, oh, I get you.
No, and I get that you're used to that, and that's a good thing, and you warned her, and she knows your sense of humor. But if you told me people are chill, I would never think their personality had it in them to slap someone in the head and call them a dickhead. That's not chill to me. Like, that's the opposite of chill. But it's what you. So they're jokesters. They act like your dinner table acts like the table at the cellar where they goof around and riff on each other.
Sure.
But it's through love. But at one point, then there's probably booze involved, and someone goes, "You went too far," and they walk away. I love these pants or whatever the fuck they get mad. See, I need to know all that. Like, what can I joke with? Because what happens if I go to someone's place and I go there and someone said to me, "Hey, you dickhead," and I don't know them, I go to my comebacks, which are usually jugular.
Yeah, crowd work.
Yeah. And by the way, in shows works great, but in life I've ruined a lot of things that could have been better.
Yeah.
By just like, what do you mean I can't say this? You know, it's like whatever. And then they're like, you were making fun of me. Like, well, you were mean. I'm like, well, you were a dick first. Like, you don't know how my feelings work. I need to know that going in. I need to know all the rules. Who's there? Who are the players? Who's going to be in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to be? Who do you like? Who can we? weirdly enough, I need to know with that person, if it's either a relationship or a friend or whatever, who can we talk shit about?
Yeah.
Because I might see a quirk out of someone and go, oh my God, you're that fucking person. He's like, what do you mean? Aunt Ethel's the greatest. I'm like, Aunt Ethel is wearing a swastika. Like, no, no, that's just a sideways cross. I'm like, no, it's not. It's an armband and it's red. It's like, but she made it. I can't. Like,
I get that. The only other warning that I had to give was I warned her that my grandmother has Alzheimer's, so she might have to explain who she is a bunch of times, depending on how close proximity we're seated. Because literally at one holiday, when my grandmother first got Alzheimer's, my cousin David, who is gay, had to come out to her like 5 times nice. In a row because she kept asking him if he had a girlfriend. And finally, after 5 times having to go through this emotional thing of coming out of the closet again, he just decided, like, you know what? In her mind, I'm David, the straight grandson, and that's it. So you have a girlfriend? No, not right now. And that's it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine, too, because she's not going to be around for anything, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, grandma shouldn't care about their grandson's fucking. That's a thing, too. They shouldn't. I understand we have to, like, that's a... I think that it's fucked up to the pressure we put on those things. That's an uncomfortable thing. Yeah. I like how you went from this was a chill group. This is Modern Family. You've got the gay person, the Alzheimer lady, the dad, the uncle comes around slapping you, calling you a dick while making meats. That's not a chill. That's a fucking sitcom. That's a lot of folks. See, if you didn't tell me about those characters in the game, I wouldn't assume there was going to be. There's a woman that might not know who you are a lot. And believe me, I would sit there, and then I know me, my sense. Unless you tell me, hey, we're real sensitive about this thing, whatever. If I heard your cousin do that once, I would come out to her like 4 different times. I'd say, hi, I'm the boyfriend. Like, that's not funny. I'm like, I don't know. She's not going to remember. But I would do that because I would be nervous and try to tell jokes. So I wouldn't know how to handle that. That's a lot of characters. I would need to know who can we joke with, who can we not joke with. Alzheimer's. And you said she has to introduce herself to you. When my Nana had dementia, she just thought I was her son Kevin. So I had to just, after a while, be like, yeah, I'm fucking Kevin.
Yeah, that happens sometimes when I walk in. She'll be like, is this my little brother? And it's like, no, ma'am.
On the Jeselnik special, you just watched that. He did that joke about he said there's a next door neighbor and he had Alzheimer's and he would come over every day and knock on the door and goes, is my wife here? And he goes, and at the point, I couldn't handle it anymore. I hated it. I should have moved. I could have changed the address. I could have done whatever. But there was something about seeing that smile on his face every time I told her she was dead. But
so good.
Okay, so my biggest issue. Okay, so you're going over someone's house. Now, even my family, I have a big family. Even if I'm just going, I know there's still things where I can joke about this, but I can't joke about that. I can bring this up. My dad's very religious, but he's also very hypocritical. So he can make, he's also open minded but yet racist. Like,
yeah,
he's George Bush. Like, I can say this thing, but you can say, so if I have someone coming over with me, like a girlfriend or something, I basically just say, just let him talk, but don't give him any info. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, a spy. Like, you get the info you need and then play improv off that. But don't give him anything because he'll find some way to make it about him. All the conversation would be weird. But the good news is he usually is just busy in the kitchen, so you can't get a lot of talk out of it. Just stay out of the kitchen and let him do his thing. But and then my sisters, they all like it. They roast and joke, but like, they're sensitive. They'll make shit on everybody and talk shit in the corner all day. But if you make a joke about them, you're the biggest asshole in the fucking world.
Ugh.
So, but that's always how they've been.
Yeah.
That being said, it's also coming from me, so I'm probably being the biggest asshole in the world. It's probably saying the worst thing that they've ever heard each and every time. But if I was going to bring someone into that environment, I would definitely have to do the whole bit. I would definitely say don't come. Just don't come. Just stay home. And you're better off not, because not only is it going to make you nervous, we don't need to do this. Like, I'll get some home food. They're my family, so I'll get the food to bring home to you. You can have some leftovers.
Yeah.
It's not worth all this, but the nervousness I'll go through bringing someone there, I won't even enjoy myself, which I don't normally anyway. But yeah. I definitely wouldn't enjoy myself there.
I'm like the jump right in person. I'm like, let's immerse you in this family and see if you can handle it, because there's going to be a lot more of this if this thing lasts. You know.
Now,
what I mean?
Are you that way when the shoe's on the other foot? Are you someone who jumps right in when you go to her house?
Yeah,
are
I'm
you
trying
hesitant?
To. I'm trying to make. Yeah, I'm trying to make friends right away.
Really, you're jumping in being full stash. You're not doing like a dating thing where I'm showing you the person that I think you'll like.
Not anymore. No. I mean, I'm always a little awkward socially, but I'm trying my best. You know.
Yeah. I mean, that can work, but it can come off. Just do it. You can come off right away, like trying to be like the life of the party and fun, and they can go, "Look at this fucking cocky asshole," or you can go in sheepish, and they're like, "Well, this shy fuck, he must not like us."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's always a hard thing, and you're trying to read that, and of course, the person you're asking is not your only person to talk to in a situation is the person that brought you to the table. So when you're talking to them, they're not going to give you, because if they're, believe me, as much as there are couples that do that, talk shit about each other's families. If you go in and they realize right away that they don't like you, only somebody who's just really hates their family and shouldn't be there anyway is going to turn to you and go, "Oh, they're assholes. Fuck them." They're not going to give you that. They're going to go, no, they like you. Even though when they're walking into the room, the mom's like, "What the fuck did you bring here? He asked for a second ham. What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
You know, they don't know. So I need to know all that right away. I literally, and it makes people insane, but like if I go anywhere with anyone else, I have to go, who's going to talk shit about me? Who do I have to, because if I know they're going to talk shit, I can ignore it.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. But if I don't know and I see people breaking off in corners, even though I don't know them, I think it's about me.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm wearing the wrong clothes. They're mocking what I do. All these things. I ate wrong. I used the wrong fork. All that kind of shit. Did the wrong thing at the table. When they said it's time to eat, he went in right away. He didn't hold back and let everyone else sit. Cause I don't know that move. Like, "Hey, everybody, time to eat." And then there's like, what if there's time to eat? And then there's two tables and you don't know where to go. And you just stand there like, am I with the kids? Am I at the leper table? Do
yeah.
I sit at the big table? Do I sit next to the girl I'm with? Or do I sit where they tell me to sit? Do they have those dumb little assigned seat things? And then there's one without a name because they didn't know my name, or they wrote for you. They wrote like Statch or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck? Like I need all that shit. I need an itinerary. So I need scouting first. If I'm not going to get any scouting, if you're not going to give me blueprints, what's going to happen? I'm probably not going. I'd rather stay home and just chill by myself alone on a holiday and then hear about it.
Yeah. I feel like an itinerary would make me more nervous. Just showing me plans and strategies and stuff is going to get me in my head and I'm going
to
blow it.
Well, I don't need the strategy. I just need to know what goes on. Because like you said before, family is chill. And then you broke out a thing to me that made me nervous. So that wasn't chill to me. So one person's chill is another person's nightmare and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I need to know personalities. And I need the real one. You can't go, "She's sweet, but..." No, I need to know what the fuck's going to happen. What's going to happen if I don't like the ham? What if I don't make the right face? Is that going to be a deal? Because I need to know if I got to do a fake ham face or I cannot do it. Are they going to get mad because... Like myself, I have food restrictions I put on myself. Now, I don't have that. I don't have any allergies. But is this going to be a fucking thing?
Yeah.
So when they sit there and say, "Oh, we have, you know, we have pasta and we have this and this and this." And I'm like, "Well, I'll just have vegetables." Like, "What do you mean you have vegetables?" So, and you don't want to say, like, "I don't eat this," whatever. It's like, "Oh, no big deal. I just, you know, just family." "What, you don't eat that?" And then, like, are they going to try to make me something else? And is that okay? Because I would like something else. Cause I don't want to just fucking eat corn. But, like, do I say that? Is there something I'm supposed to... It's not like a wedding where I can send in a card early and say, make me the vegetarian dish or I'll have the fish.
Yeah.
But if they have a big bowl of pasta, can I just have the meatballs? Because most of these fuckers aren't going to have a bunch of meatballs. They're not Swedish. They're going to have a couple big Italian ones. Can I take four of those? Or does everybody got to have one fucking meatball? And is there a ton of breadcrumbs in the goddamn meatball? Do I have to ask that shit?
If it's the big meatballs, two is the limit, I think.
But if I'm not having pasta? If everyone's having a big bowl of spaghetti and two meatballs on top, if I'm having no spaghetti, I should get more meatballs.
Nah, dude, you put those two meatballs on top of some broccoli or some shit, dude.
But if they have the broccoli, I don't tell me what's on top of. I'm not getting the filler.
You can't get
broccoli ain't the filler.
You can't get over ambitious with meatballs, man. People will fucking...
You don't know my life.
They'll turn on you, dude.
Oh, no, that's what I do. Meatballs are my life. That's what I do. If I had my last supper meal, I would have like Noah's Ark. two of every animal into meatball form.
Yeah, I get it.
Even ones I wouldn't eat, like, you know, like squirrel. I don't give a shit. I would have it. But you do you add, like, for real, like, is there certain things you don't eat? You've lost a lot of weight. Is there certain things you're restricting yourself from right now?
I'm just calorie restricted now. I'm not food restricted. All right. So
because of that, do you want that aware to the people that are making the food when you go to someone's house beforehand?
No,
I'd rather them know that than have the conversation at the table where they think you're fucking being like polite and then they keep trying to shove it on you and then you have to go, no, bitch, I don't fucking want to eat it because I don't want to be fat like you people, and then you have to leave.
Yeah, I don't have to warn anyone about my thing because I could eat everything there. I just have to do small portions of it, you know?
Like, I'll go to someone's house and they'll be like, do you want to... See, what helps with me is that my girlfriend knows how I eat and she'll speak up for me. So like, we went to her family's place one time and they're like, and her aunt and uncle were like, we'll get pizza for everybody. You know, we'll just order pizza. So when she grabbed when they were looking at the type of pizza they get, she just right away, like, out loud, goes, hey, Pat, and they have this salad and this and this and this too.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go like, I don't eat pizza, or just sit there and not eat anything. She understood that was going to be my thing. But if there are people that wouldn't say anything and make me kind of say it. And I'm
yeah,
like,
for sure.
And then they're like, well, you don't want pizza? And I'm like, and I'm not the human being who takes things off pizza. I'm not that moron. I'll eat toppings. Fuck off. I still gotta eat. I'm not a fucking squirrel.
Yeah.
I gotta have something. So I can't just have the pizza. And they're like, well, if you don't want pizza, what do you want then? You want like garlic knots? I'm like, yeah, okay, no. That's also made with the same shit. It's like, do you want wings then? I'm like, yeah, okay, but now they're ordering extra shit. So you're over their house, they're ordering a pizza. They weren't gonna order wings. Now they're ordering wings just for you think. But then someone's like, well, I also have some. I'm like, well, fuck off. You're having pizza. I'm only having wings. So let me eat the wings. So do I sit there? Do I turn now and go, do I pay for the wings so they're my fucking wings? Or do I, because I'm a guest and I'm supposed to be having dinner at your house and you didn't offer me a thing I can eat, now do I get these wings for free? And if I get them for free, do you own them and you give them to fucking Jimmy, your weird cousin who doesn't wash his hands? And now I got to share wings with that who complains and goes, I don't like garlic parmesan on my wing. Well, I like that shit. Fuck teriyaki. I don't want that. A wing. There's a lot of questions you gotta ask.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of questions you gotta ask.
Yeah.
I just try and roll in there and adapt.
How would you roll in
adapt
you
as it comes?
If there's a thing you don't eat, but how do you adapt to pizza? If someone says this is what we eat and it's we're eating pizza,
yeah,
and they invite you over to eat and you ask what they're gonna eat and no, you weren't told what it was gonna be, and they're like, they're hard set on it. Pizza. Yeah. Do you say out loud before they order it? Hey, you know,
I'll just say I'm good. I can't do pizza, so that's
it. I'm good because yeah. Why am I good? Because that's my dinner. Like, am I supposed to eat dinner? I gotta eat dinner. That's my food. I gotta wait hours now. I gotta be good. You invited me here, so I need to say at the beginning there, hey, I want out loud to go, can I get something else? And then might say yes, or do you have anything else? Where's the third ham? Do you have another ham?
Yeah,
but you want to get. You don't want to upset the person you're with. So I guess you have to go like. I guess they have whatever, you know. But then, you know, they're like, why aren't you eating? And it's like, well, I lie. I don't feel well. You can't say you ate earlier because that's rude. They're like, well, you ate earlier. What the fuck? You knew you were coming here. And I'm like, so I don't know how to handle it. And when I say to them, oh, I don't eat this and this, they're like, oh, are you allergic? Because they want that. It's okay to be allergic. If you're going to die from a thing,
mm-hmm.
It's fine. But if you just want to be healthy, you're an asshole. So, oh, you're just choosing not to eat it? Like, yeah. Because if I was eating that, I'd be sadder at this table right now because that stuff made me sad.
Yeah.
At least now I'm open-minded. I'm a little more angry about it because I'm not eating right now because you won't let me have fucking four meatballs. But I would enjoy that.
I start everything with my doctor has me on this diet. And when you throw a doctor in there, people are much more understanding.
Yeah, but see, because you have a doctor in that. On that. I don't have it. This is just my
yeah, but you could just say that.
I can't lie. I can't lie to anybody.
You
ever.
Should.
I can't. It gets me in a lot of trouble, but I can't, especially when I'm nervous. If I'm real nervous, truth is pouring out. I can't tell them that. I did, and I'll bring that up. And then what's worse is I either get the people that are like, oh, what do you mean? Just have a little pizza. Or well, they have cauliflower. Like, no, fuck off. I don't want any of that. And they do all that. But then the worst is when they go, oh, so what diet are you on? And I'm like, well, it's not really a diet. It's I don't eat pizza, pasta, and bread. They're like, keto? And I'm like, no, it's not keto. Did they want to just discuss other diets and things that they tried for a day or they saw Ellen talk about?
Yeah.
And now I'm trapped in this. And I don't want to be diet talk guy. I want to go talk about fun movies or a TV show I want or things I enjoy talking about. But now I'm in the corner with Aunt Ethel because she wants to talk about Atkins. And now I'm trapped because I became that guy because I spoke up. So if I speak up my mind, I'm caught into this whirlwind of dummies that want to talk about things I don't care about because it's not my, it is something I do in life, but I don't want to be the guy who talks about it. Or I lie, I don't eat, and then the people I want to talk to go, look at this guy, he's, you know, too good for our pizza, I can't talk to him. Like, I don't know what to do, so I just rather just stay home.
Fair.
But I don't have to do it.
I say you just learn how to lie, dude.
Even at my own house, on Sundays, my dad, every Sunday, he has me and my sisters over, and my nieces and everybody, and my kids will come, and he makes waffles. And now I haven't eaten flour in years, and he'll still, every time, do you want a waffle? Like, that, I don't eat them. What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you eventually, one Sunday, make something that's not waffle. And then he's like, all right. And then one day he did make omelets, and he went back to fucking waffles. But like,
yeah.
But like that one, I can speak up, because I don't care. They don't like me. If they turn to me and say, hey, we're having waffles, I go, I'll see you in a couple months when you don't have waffles. I don't need to come here. I know you. I've known you enough. But if I'm going to someone's house, I'm more nervous about that food situation. I'm worried about the shoe situation, the food situation. I'm not worried about the dessert situation, because dessert's easy to pass off. That one, if it's a pie and there's like something like that, I can go, I'm all set. Because you're never going to get yelled at, really. You'd be like one fat drunk guy, like, oh, come on, you don't want any cake? Like, all right, Jimbo, I'm okay. I'm all set.
Yeah, no, if I turn down dessert, and it's always going to be like, nah, that ham was so good. I'm full. And
I could have some more ham.
Yeah.
You got ham cake? I could have some of the ham. Yeah, that one you're fine with doing, but I can't. The dessert you can pass off. And then I like coffee. So therefore, I'll be like, when everybody's like, I don't drink anymore. And a lot of times these people are like, no, afterwards, oh, you want a beer? I'm like, no, I'll set. That's what you catch. There's always one guy too, like, what happened? I almost became you, sir.
That's what are you on your period? Like,
yeah.
Because that's what happens when people are on their periods.
Yeah, they don't
stop
drink.
Drinking. That's
I would think you'd want
sure
to drink
sign.
More. I've never had one, but I would think drinking would be the key. And then, like, nah, I like coffee, please. And then they're like, did you say that? Because, like, what if they don't have coffee? They'll be like, would you like anything? I drink two things, water and coffee. And people think I'm doing that to be polite. That's the two things I drink. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. I don't drink booze. I have tea once in a while. But then they're like, what would you like now? And I'm like, oh, I just really like a... Or like, first of all, even the dinner. What would you like to drink? I love water. We have other things. I like water.
I really
like water. Oh, you're having water because you're just trying... I'm like, what? I'm trying to save you money? It's fucking water. You bought all the stuff. I'm not doing... Just give me the water. That's what I want. And then, like, how many waters can you get? If it's bottled water, I get parched. I'm eating ham.
Yeah.
Like, can I have a bunch?
It's a lot of sodium in those hams, dude.
Yeah, and I got a nurse, especially if you got Dr. Pepper glaze going on.
You go on a two-ham day like that, you're drinking a lot of water.
You hope so. You hope you're hydrated when you're eating that much ham.
Yeah.
You can just do that. And then, like, so then, like, afterwards, like, can I have coffee? And they're like, well, I guess we can make a pot. What? You asked what I wanted. Like, what was the fair option? Booze?
Yeah, why are you so reluctant to make coffee? You just scoop a thing and then let the coffee machine do the work, dude.
They get all worked up. And they get all worked up about it and just like, dude, ask for the coffee, whatever. And then, like, everyone goes, like, I have coffee. And then, like, all the people having a fun conversation go into another room. And then the people that are having drinks are in the room I'm in. Now, do I have to go, like... Is it allowed? Like, what's your rules? Can I bring beverages? I need to know that. Can beverages go to all rooms? Is it a place where I can't? Like, oh, grandma gets mad when you have drinks in the living room, in the parlor, or whatever. And then, like, you know, like, you can't have them in there. And then you better have a coaster. I dated one girl. Like, I got yelled at by the people because I didn't know coaster. I didn't see any coasters. But they on an end table, they had a stack. But I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You must have to go get your own. But if you got new folks coming in, you should teach them the rules. We got coasters. Just put. I'll do it. I'm fine with it. But they didn't do it. So I put the drink down. And they're like, oh, like they made noises and shit. And they wiped it. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, what's nothing's happening? And it's not even a good table. It's just a glass. You gave me the glass. If your glass is making messes like that,
yeah.
Don't give me a mess glass. Buy better glasses. That's not my problem. You gave me the liquid inside it and the glass. All the cause is you. I just placed it down. I need to know that.
Yeah, you should be warned when there's a coaster situation going on.
All those rules. Can I sit in this chair? No, that's so-and-so's chair.
That's Peepaw's magic chair. He watches the football after we eat. It's right.
Isn't Peepaw dead? Yes, but we don't. No one sits there now. It's like, get rid of that chair.
Oh, it's the R.I.P. Peepaw remembrance chair, dude.
R.I.P. Peepaw. I don't know. Can I sit in that chair? Is there rooms I can't go in? What's the Wi-Fi? Am I allowed to ask for the Wi-Fi? Is that okay? Because I'm going to stare at my phone. Don't tell me I'm not going to stare at my phone.
I wouldn't overthink that because
I do.
I would never go into a place and not ask for the Wi-Fi. If I see Wi-Fi options available, I'm asking.
Well, I hope so. They're a house. If they don't have Wi-Fi options available, they have a house. They should have Wi-Fi.
I mean, you would think, but...
You would think. Yeah. But if they don't... But do you ask or do you go to the person you're with and go, can you get the Wi-Fi for me? Or do you out loud, I'd like the Wi-Fi? Because then you're like, oh, no, it's on the box. Like I said, it's on the box. We don't know. Yeah. They don't have a thing. So do I go over to the box and start staring?
Yeah, you do.
Well, if the box is like right next to the TV, now you're blocking the TV and you have to go to the box and then you have to put it in and you can't read it because it's small.
No.
It's a little thing. And I got bad eyes. And now I'm like taking my phone, putting light on it.
You take a picture of it real quick.
You take a picture quick, and then they go, what are you taking a picture of? What are you doing? You're stealing you're stealing this? Or wait, or you turn it in a weird way, so they take a picture of like them? And they're like, no, I'm taking a picture of you. I don't want to commemorate this moment. I just want to go on my phone to not know you.
If anybody's getting shitty with me for just trying to get the Wi-Fi, fuck it, dude. I don't care what they think of me.
But there's so many people in the world that really do think that you're on your phone instead of talking to them. Instead of realizing that this day and age, people do both.
Yeah.
I can be on my phone and talk to you, and I'm fine. I'm not ignoring you. People say, you're not listening to me. But that was like 30 years ago when dummies couldn't do two things. We can do two things now. I can listen to your dope story about your dog and how you got it, which I don't give a fuck about because I don't like pets. By the way, I can't bring that up. If someone has dogs and cats and they're like,
dogs and cats are my salvation when I go to new situations.
I hate pets.
I just post up on a chair or a couch and then... make friends with the pets, and then everyone's like, oh, this guy's not so bad. Look at him getting along with the dog.
But there's a line. There's a line from, like, he's petting the dog that this motherfucker just wants to be with the dog. And then you're just touching, you're ignoring us or whatever. Because the only time
there is a line, and I'm just realizing it now. Yeah. And I probably cross that
You've
been
the creep in the corner who just hangs out with animals. And you're not the guy. And you stink of dog. And, like, you know what to do. And then I don't... There's rules to dog. Like, it's not that... It's not that I hate animals. I just don't give a fuck about a pet. I don't, and some, and a lot of families give a fuck about their pets, their family. Rover does this shit. That's just Rover humping your leg. Like, your animal's fucking me. I don't want this. I don't want this at all. I need to know the dog rules. Hey, when I'm coming in, there might be a dog and it doesn't really know strangers. It might bark at me. Okay, cool. I'm fine with that. I bark at people when they come to my house sometimes too.
Hey, my dog might fuck your leg, but don't worry. He can't finish. He's
cut
fixed.
It off. Don't worry. He's not going to finish. he doesn't make eye contact at least when he's doing it. You know what I mean? I don't want eye contact. But like
he's just gonna close his eyes and picture a different dog.
I'll be polite. If I come in and tell me it's a dog, I'll be like, all right. So he comes over and I was like, there you go, your dog. And I kinda like touch his head. But then that's all I want to do with it.
There you go, your dog.
Nothing to do with it. But if it's anything not a dog, I don't give a fuck about your cat. And I don't want your cat to, and the cat's going to sit on the lap. That's what they do. I'm a warm man by nature. So cats like to sit on my lap. I don't want cat here or cat on me. And then I got to stroke it like I'm Austin Powers bad guy. And I got to sit there and stroke the fucking cat the whole time. And I don't want to be the guy stroking a cat watching the game. I just don't want to, I don't want to deal with that. So you got to let me know right away where to go. If there's animals, what I got to do. Do I have to care? If they have a bird, do I have to fucking make bird small talk? Like, is it a parakeet or a parrot? Like, I don't know what the fuck the difference is, but now I got to know about this. I need to know.
No, I'd just be like, yo, keep that thing away from me. I got attacked by a bird. I got attacked by a goose at the park when I was 12, and I can't fuck with birds. Keep that thing the fuck away from me.
But I know you're kind of joking. But I've been in situations where I can say, yeah, I don't really like dogs. You know, a dog bit me once. Like, well, not Jimmy. Jimmy's different. Jimmy won't bite you. It's like, yeah, it's not. I don't. you think that because you know Jimmy. I don't know your dog. And I don't know any dogs named Jimmy, but that's a good name for a dog.
It's great, dude.
Just call it Jimmy. Call your kid Rover.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But I'm like, I don't know about your dog, but if I just don't like him. I never really had him as a kid. We did have some pets, but I wasn't really raised to like pets. And I just don't care about an animal. It's just not. There are people that love them more, and there's nothing wrong with it. Love an animal. But I don't care. And I'm not going to care enough about your animal that you want me to. Because you go to someone's house and they're like, oh, the dog is the best thing. Don't you love this dog? And I'm like, it's an all right dog. I mean, but I'm not going to love it. I don't have the backstory you have with your dog. I don't care. You know, it's like, and I don't know what dog questions they have. Like, how old is it? And then like, you're like 7. I'm like, so like 49, isn't that dog year? I don't know the dog math that people made up. Whoever made up that thing was weird too. Like, people want to talk to you about that. Like, you know, I was getting older now. Then, like, I naturally don't mean to, but I'm like, so, you know, is it going to be putting it down soon? Like, what did you say about our dog? I'm like, I don't know. You're telling me it's old. You told me grandma's old. You told me the dog's old. Are you putting everybody down? What's happening? But I don't care about a dog. I need to know there's a dog. I also need to know, like, because of the dog, is there rules? Hey, you can't bring food in here because the dog will do this, or don't feed the dog because the dog's sitting at me like whatever, and I'm just trying to throw it some food. And like, oh, now it's gonna be a gremlin.
Or try to throw some food across the room so it leaves you alone.
Yeah, or the opposite. Like if I'm in there and then like everyone makes me uncomfortable. Like the dad just stares because he's just, I'd rather drink and not talk to you. I know you fuck my daughter, and he's not talking to me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I want to go outside for a minute, and I don't smoke, so I don't have that excuse. So I'm like, if there's a dog out there, am I allowed to throw a ball and make the dog get it? What if I throw it and the dog runs away? I don't know the rules. Like, we don't throw the ball because the dog's not allowed to leave the yard because it's a pussy and it can't fight, and now it's out there and they're worried it's gonna die and I did it. I need to know the restrictions of the dog in the house when I go in, or the animal.
Yeah.
If there's kids there, kids, I'm cool with kids. I like kids better than adults. I get along with kids great. If there's like a little nephew or niece running around, I'll play with them all day. But once again, there's a fucking line, even worse than the dog.
Yeah, you can't that dude's just chill with kids.
You can't just come in yelling you love kids. There's got to be a thing. You got to chill. But kids naturally come up to me. But my sense of humor to kids, kids like. But adults are like, you're working a little blue. And I'm like, kids like blue. They like
they
it. And I'll tell them I got kids. But they're like, well, where are they? Why aren't they here? I'm like, why would I bring them to you? You won't even give me like... You won't even give me 3 meatballs. Like, I don't bring my kids to this, but my kids are older, do whatever. But I like hanging out with a little kid. I can chat with a kid all day. I'd rather watch cartoons with a kid than watch a football game with some old drunk. Any day. I don't give a fuck about the football game, but I'll watch fucking anime with a kid.
Yeah, 100%.
And if that kid goes into the playroom and goes to play a fucking sweet video game, can I go?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
You're saying that, but like they'll be like, you're supposed to be here hanging out and like, getting to know the family. You don't need to get to know the kid. But like, I'm supposed to be comfortable, right? I'd rather go in there. So can I ask that? Am I supposed to just not? I'm like, I'd rather fucking chill with the kid.
Yeah.
The kid's more fun.
There's a certain extent, though, when you're getting to know a new family where as long as you don't cross that line that you're talking about where making a good impression on the kid is going to make a good impression on the family. You know what I mean?
Right, but what... And also, the other thing that can happen, too, is that sometimes that backfires, too, because you can go two ways. You can go one, and this is the lesser of two evils. The lesser situation. The lesser one is that someone's going to think that you're bad. No, most people aren't going to go to the thought of, oh, he wants to touch a kid. That's more common.
Only if there's any other comics there.
Right. That's just someone, whatever, I mean, whatever. Like, that thing. The problem is that a lot of times, there'll be like, you know, you're there, and if there's a nephew there, that means it's like the girl you're seeing's sister or brother's child or something like that. So therefore, they're hanging out with the kid all the time, and they want a break, and they just found a new babysitter. So because you hung out with the kid for 3 minutes and had a little fun, they're like, go hang with Pat, and then they go take off, and now I'm watching their kid. It was one thing when we were chilling, but now it's like, he's like, I gotta go pee-pee, and there's no one in the fucking house because they're outside all having cigarettes or doing whatever, and you're like, what do I do? And you're like, you know, hey, your kid's gotta go to the bathroom, and they're like, what did you say to us? I'm like, I don't know. The kid's talking to me. And like, or do I take him? I don't want to take
him. No, you definitely don't take him. No.
But the kid's crossing his knees, and he's all freaking out, and I'm like, I don't want you to pee. Can you pee your pants? I'm yelled at because I let you just do your business. So what do I do in that situation? Get your So bring someone in with us.
That's when you go to your girlfriend and be like, hey, this kid said he got a piss.
Well, no, because she's out bragging how great you are. Maybe someday we'll have kids. Look how he is with the kids. He's amazing with the kids. He's wonderful. He should be a school teacher. And I'm in there going, please don't talk about your butthole anymore. The kid's like, butthole, just dancing around. Because that's what kids do. They love the butthole song.
They love saying butthole.
They love it. You got to know the rules. Who can I pet? Who can I not?
Who can you pet? Who can you talk about their butthole?
Yeah, I need to know. Can I work blue? Can I swear? Pat, don't say this. Don't say that. Well, that's my wheelhouse. That's how I talk. That's how I, the other, like, the families that drink a lot. Can I make fun of that? If they're drunk, can I make fun of them? No. You can't make fun of her. She doesn't realize she's a drunk. But yeah, but that, I'm not a... See, that's the thing. I go into those situations. I don't drink. I also was never raised in a situation where... I know a lot of people are this way. I know a lot of people who drink with their parents, and that is foreign to me as hell.
Yeah.
I would never understand that. Like, parents and kids drinking. I'm like, oh, no. When I was a kid, we hid our drinking from our parents. Like, you know, I would never... My dad quit all the time.
How young are the kids that you're talking about?
No, I'm just... No, I'm saying, like, of age. But I'm talking about people I know who are, like, 30 who go visit their family, and I see pictures of them and their dad getting fucked up. I'm like, I don't know. That, to me...
Yeah, that's just normal to me.
But that was never a thing to me. Like, I was never raised in a way where, like, you drank with your... You're not friends with your family. I don't like that at all. Oh. And when I walk into a situation and I see that, I'm like, that's bad news, 'cause that means they talk shit. Drinking means that they're going to sit there drunk and say dumb shit. And this happened to me when I was married, that I found out later that my now ex-wife did talk about our sex to her mom because they were drinking a little bit and talking like friends. But now I know this mom knows about my sex, and I don't want that ever in my life.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to happen regardless, and you just got to pretend it doesn't.
No, I can't. Unless you tell me. Hey, she told me finally I had to know, but I'm like, I couldn't look at people the same way. I need to know what's the talk, what's the food game, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think if you people lay it out better, it would be easier. But I don't think people realize how hard.
I mean, that's ground rules you got to lay down beforehand.
How do you
too,
lay that down? How do you say, like, don't talk about my sex?
Like, listen, I know you're going to talk about sex at some points. Humans got to talk about sex. Don't give away any of my dimensions.
Right, but it's funny to say here, but you're taking a risk too, saying, I know you're going to talk about our sex. And then when they turn to you and go, no, I wasn't. You're like, why don't you?
And then you go,
to?
Phew.
No. If you think few, but then you're going, what's wrong with the sex? Now you're worried, like, well, you don't want to brag about this shit? Aren't you talking to anybody about it? Now you're more worried about it. I need to know what the fuck is going on with them. That covers most of the holiday stuff. The only thing I have that's not going to a house or visiting someone is the other holiday thing is, you ever get a text from someone on the holidays, but you don't have their name in the phone? And they say they wish you a happy Christmas or whatever, Kwanzaa, and you don't know what to do because you don't know who they are, even though they're talking. Do you just let them keep, you say, like, yeah, back to you, and then hope they'll reveal? Or can you say, hey, your name's not in the phone. Who's this?
Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
Really?
Like, hey.
If they say, Merry Christmas to you and your family, love always, you can't go, who's this?
I'll be like, hey, I lost all my contacts a little while back. Whose number is this?
But they're going to be hurt. Like, you can ask. I have a cousin, Nicholas, who he's pretty autistic. And every holiday, we don't ever talk, but every holiday, he always writes the same thing. It's like, hello. Oh, no, happy Easter, Patrick, from your cousin, Nicholas. Sign Nicholas. Like, and also on my phone, I have it in
there now.
Oh,
that's
great. He says Nicholas.
He lets you know.
So I have to just go back, like, you too, Nicholas from Pat, cousin of Nicholas. And he doesn't ever get the joke, whatever. And just, son of Aragon. It's like, but
then he just sits there staring dead eyed at his phone, like, yes, that is correct. He is cousin of me.
but can I? I hate that text.
Really?
I don't like a holiday. If I don't really know you, I don't want a holiday text from you. Can I tell someone no thanks? Hey, you don't need to do that. We're good. It's not doing anything for me. I don't have my phone a ding. And you're like, well, even if I do know them, I don't need it. There's only certain people in my life that need a wish to me. I don't need a wish. Happy Father's Day, Pat. Am I your father? You have kids. Yeah, but I'm not your. That's a weird one. People wish me Happy Father's Day, and I'm not their dad.
Yeah.
They're just a guy. I'm a dad, too. Like, we didn't fuck the same lady. Get out of here. Enjoy your own thing. We also have birthdays, Dick, but I don't wish you a happy birthday on mine.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Father's and Mother's Day is like, I'll wish it to my grandparents.
Well, yeah,
and
but that is a mother of the mother.
That's it. That's like, I don't wish other people's now, you parents don't, if you happy know a Mother's comic, Day.
And you're doing a show with her, and she's a mother. Do you say Happy Mother's Day to her? Because you know she's
no,
a mom.
She's not my fucking
but
mom,
I
dude.
I see that all the time. People go Happy Mother's
no,
Day.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's creepy. I don't like that. I also don't know about wishing holidays because I can't. I don't spot a Jew well. Like, I can't. I can't just say to you like, Happy. You know, Merry Christmas, and you're like, Hanukkah. I'm like, I don't know, because you got some Jew in you, and I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a happy holidays person. I'll let you.
Yeah, but people get mad.
I'll let
that.
You take that how you want.
But why do
and
I
if
even
you're
need
one
to
of the
that?
People who gets mad about happy holidays, I don't really wish you a happy holiday yeah, anyway. So
I don't want to wish
me good.
I don't want to be wished anything. Just say hi. Just say hi. Hello. How are
yeah.
you? Greetings and salutation, and we're done.
Yeah, I think when it comes to like holiday greetings, I only return fire. I don't think I'm ever the one who jumps in with a happy holidays.
I don't ever
like
wish
that.
It first, unless it's someone that I know. If it's my kid's birthday, I'm doing it like we even enjoy. Like, I do it at midnight 01. I'm like, happy birthday. You're not text whatever. Just
yeah.
If they're not with me to say that or someone like that. Besides that, no. So, anything else making you uncomfortable about holidays and visiting?
No, I'm learning very quickly on this podcast that you are way more uncomfortable in situations. Like, I thought we were comparable, but you're making me feel like I've made some real progress in my life, dude.
I've made progress in something, but when it comes to that, yeah, I think we'll learn throughout this podcast that I think there'll be some situations where you are the one that sees a little more neurotic.
Yeah, if there's a episode that's more sexual in nature, I'm going to get pretty neurotic.
Oh, I'm the
prudest
person in the world. So if we ever get into that, maybe we'll do that one soon. But if we do like a sex
we'll save that one for
thing.
Sweeps, dude.
Sweeps. But I don't know. How do we sign off of the discomfort? Thanks for staying at the Discomfort Inn. And hope you and we'll leave the light on for you. That's the wrong people. How do we end?
Yeah. Thank you for staying at the Discomfort Inn.
And hope you stay.
Happy holidays.
And I hope you happy holidays, and I hope you stay with us soon and you don't have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, leave your shoes on, always.
And if you want ham, there's plenty.
And if you're listening to this and you have a no-shoe household, just from the bottom of my heart, fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you. You're making everyone uncomfortable.
Like John Mulaney said, though, unless you're Asian.
Yeah, unless you're Asian.
If it's a thing, if it's a legacy, or if no one in your house has legs, if they all have no legs, then yeah, you shouldn't have shoes on. Because
yeah,
because
you don't want to make them jealous.
Yeah, you don't want to show off.
Yeah. Then you're just bragging. Look at these.
Walking with this guy all upright. Fun.
Tied him myself.
All right,
that's it.